So it's a scientific fact that the average person blinks 25 times every minute, and it's also scientifically verifiable that the average blink lasts 1/5 of a second. And what that means that if you were to take a 10-hour automobile trip driving at 50 miles an hour, you would drive 50 miles of that trip with your eyes closed. So I used to love those word problems. But aren't you glad you came here today to hear this important scientific fact? But hidden in that scientific statistic is an important truth about life. Because see, in life, we see things very clearly. But there are also other things that we don't see very clearly, things that our eyes are shut to. And much like the experience of blinking, we are largely unaware of the things we do not see and of the things that our eyes are closed to. So this is what makes the transfiguration in today's gospel so important to the disciples. See, they thought they knew Jesus. They walked with him. They ate with him. They saw him heal. They heard him preach. Yet they were largely unaware of Jesus' glory, the flash of his brilliance, which normally they did not see. So in the transfiguration, they were confronted with the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection, which they had not seen, but were told to anticipate. So this transfiguration told them that Jesus was more than they ever imagined. That as much as they knew about him, there was that much more that they did not know. So are we able to see through our distractions? Because for some of us, I know our country is the best it's ever been. For some of us, we just can't wait for November 3rd to come. We see our 401ks withering by the day. We go one step forward, and we go five steps backward. So where is God in all of this? And that's why this experience of transfiguration should provide us with a model of discipleship in our lives. Because we must claim the things we can see, the things that are visible, but at the same time, remember that there are many things we do not see. And this model then is a combination of wisdom and humility. The wisdom to know what is visible and the humility to remember that there's even more that we do not understand. So we must use this model, I think, every time we interact with people who are different from us, people of a different race, nationality, sexual orientation. These are all the things that we see clearly of the people that we interact with. But we also remember that there are parts of every person we do not see. And it is then that we humbly remember and we cannot enter into an honest dialogue for a deeper understanding of everyone. And we must be attentive to this model as we deal with people of different faiths, different faith traditions. Realize that God's working in the lives of other people the same way he works in our lives, ways that we cannot see. God's active in the lives of Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists. So let's not have our eyes open to differences because it's not our way of thinking, but open to respect their witness of faith. Their way to God is something we cannot understand a lot of times because it's not our way. And the transfiguration, too, also reminds us a lot of change. And there's two ways of thinking about change. Who likes change? Because we're creatures of habit, we could be doing the same procedure, working at the same job for years, then something new comes along, new procedures, what took one or two steps now takes 10 to complete. And then the flip side of that too is there's times we lose sight of all that we have and we want change. We get locked into our own world and our own situations and lose sight of the fact that we're part of a much larger world. And Jesus changed his appearance to Peter, James, and John on that mountaintop. And we are given this season of Lent to change. To change our views towards others, our outlook. And not all of those changing moments need to be glorious or those mountaintop experiences. And we may never experience anything as powerful as what Peter, James, and John experience in the Transfiguration. But every day, in countless and seemingly small ways, God does break into our world and our daily lives. Every time we experience a moment of peace, joy, reconciliation, or forgiveness, God is with us. Every time that we reach out to help another person is a moment of transfiguration, both for ourselves and for the other person. Each time someone shows care and concern for us is a moment when God reaches out to us in our daily routine. And a transfiguration moment, a mountaintop moment, when you can realize God has put you on this earth for a reason. You do have a purpose. Perhaps you have surrendered yourself to that purpose, or maybe it's several purposes. To love a child, to love another person, to raise a family, to take care of that mother, that father, to be the mouthpiece for a cause, to be a beloved daughter or son of God. You perhaps have had that moment where somewhere in your life you know for sure that God truly has given you a destiny. Then listen to Peter's response. It is good for us to be here. We do not need to be perfect. We don't need to have all the answers. Second chances are good and possible. It is good for us to be here today. It is good for us to be here today because there are many things that are going on in our lives. It is good for us to be here today to live out our faith and not our fear. It is good for us to be here today to remember our life does not end on that mountaintop. It is good for us to be here today to journey with others on our Lenten journey. It is good for us to be here today to break bread together. And it is good for us to be here today so that we can grow in our faith and strengthen our community. So as we continue during this Lenten season, let us pray for that gift of sight. Pray to have those mountaintop experiences, good or bad. Those experiences that change ourselves or change others. So this week, let us open our hearts that we may hear Jesus speaking to us. May we slow down, look for those moments of small but important times of transfiguration in our lives. Try not to blink too much, because you may miss that opportunity to see change or see that mountaintop. And so, Brian, what should we pray for? Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon. And it's good to be here. Let us open our hearts and profess our faith.